from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, so the Atlanta Falcons yesterday took the practice field. They had to move it up. If you listened to the show yesterday, we all got up to Flowery Branch. We realized the power was out at the facility. We all beelined it back down to Midtown to be able to put a show on the air. And then all three of us headed back up to Flowery Branch. Maria obviously having to do her work. And me and Bo catching up with Kirk Cousins after practice. But practice moved around a lot yesterday. It moved up. And it was a little bit different vibe out there. And it has been throughout camp because the fans are not there, right? Well, yesterday, Terry Fontenot talked to the media. And he said, look, man, wins and losses are great. We want to make our fans proud.
Look, our expectation is we all have high standards because of what we see out there, right? We have a lot of belief in this team. We never put specific numbers on it. We just want to get the most out of this team. Like, that's what, when you go into every year, what you want to know is that we got the most of everything. We got the most of this team. When that adversity comes, which it is going to come, we handle it the right way. We have a resilient team. We have a tough team, and we're getting the most of it. And you want, again, for our fans, like, you want to represent our fans the right way. You want them to be proud of this team. You want them to know that whether it's a home game or whether I'm going through all this travel and these headaches to go see my team on the road, they know that when I come in that stadium, we have a good chance to win that game, and they can go away proud. So that's what we want. So how that looks, exactly how many games or whatever that is, we just know that we have a lot of confidence in our team, and we want to make sure we get the most of it.
Maria, I'll be honest. I'm not going to say it scares me, but whenever somebody says, oh, wins and losses, it is what it is. We just want to make our guys proud. I'm like, are we supposed to be excited about that? Because, look, the fans will get another look at this team tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz.
I have more respect for people who come out and say wins matter, because they do. And at the end of the day, wins are what measures a team by your success. And I think, you know, I haven't been around Atlanta for very long, but I've been here since 2019. So I've been around the Falcons a decent amount of time to get a pretty good pulse on the fan base. This, to me, feels the most excited they've been since I've been here, which, for good reason. They're excited heading into the season, all that good stuff. But I think one of the most important things that I took away from all those conversations yesterday up in Flowery Branch was Kirk Cousins was asked by Joe Patrick about Matt Ryan's comments to the team and this fan base and what it's like. And Kirk said that my biggest takeaway was, this is a city that if you win, it would be something incredibly special. And it was one of his biggest pulls to Atlanta. So, yeah, it does matter. I mean, the fans obviously matter, and it feels so bizarre not having fans in Flowery Branch.
It does.
It doesn't feel like training camp. It just feels like, I don't know, OTAs or something. But I really want them to say that winning matters, because it does, and we're at the point where the Falcons really do need to win and to prove that all this work that they've had in the offseason is going to pay off with, hopefully, wins.
It's funny because and I was trying to do it too last year, like get myself excited about Desmond Ridder and about what the offense could be. It felt very manufactured last year from GM, head coach, and honestly, Arthur a little bit. Like, Arthur was like, yeah, you know, it's year three. This is the year we're supposed to win. And I think he was being I thought he was being 100% honest about it last year. It just felt manufactured. This year, it kind of feels like, you know what? We're not going to sit here and hype it up. We know we got a quarterback. We know we got an offense that can go. We got a system that fits the offense. Because if you think about it, and we talked about it with Kirk yesterday, this is pretty much the only system he's ever ran. Right. He ran a little bit different one, I think, with John Gruden, not John Gruden, but Jay Gruden. Yep. And it was a little bit different, but it was still a lot the same. But there's different nuances of it. And it just felt so manufactured last year that I agree with what you said about the wins and losses thing, but I also give Terry a little bit of respect just not getting up there and doing this hype thing where we just want to make our fans proud. Well, you know what? If you understand what makes your fans proud, it's winning. And if that's what you're saying, then I'm good with it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.